95.7 The Hog, Riggs and Guy Brew Review, Morning Hog Happy Hour time. That's Josh and Amelia at SR Parrot World Headquarters, and we are in the midst of a seltzer bonanza, the brand new press seltzer. Again, I am overwhelmed by how flavorful the first two are. Where do we go next?
We're going to roll into the pomegranate ginger.
And I'm about this one.
All right.
I like both these flavors, so hopefully I like them together. Ginger.
Now, the pomegranate, again, one of those food items I've never had by itself, but I've had it mixed into things before. So, and I always like the way it shows up. It plays well with others, the pomegranate.
The ginger comes afterwards. It's not right up front, but it's definitely there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
It's
very good.
It's on the nose for sure. Okay.
Oh, I'm really impressed. Press.
I love when people get their own jokes.
Oh, yep. There's no better place to make that joke than on the Riggs and Guy Brew Review with you guys.
You wrote that joke yesterday.
Understandable. You got to work this material out here first and then take it to the stage. That's very good. In that one, again, when you hybrid these flavors, I can imagine the people at the press laboratory are just having a ball, just going, I don't know, pomegranate and ginger, and then it works somehow.
And then it works, right, yeah. Great. And then you got to figure out how much of each. So I'm sure they had a good time.
Yeah.
I'd like to shake whoever's hand that is. These flavors are awesome.
You got to put on a glove.
Oh, yeah.
Social distance, it's understandable.
Okay, high five him through the glass.
Right, exactly. No, just drink more. I think that would help. Wow, that's okay. Now, in these, there are four flavors here. We're about to jump into the fourth, but these four you say are in a little variety pack.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, I like that.
12 pack variety. You get three of each flavor.
Oh, I was going to quiz Guy on that.
Oh, great. Math. Now we have to come up with another math question.
Why are you picking on me, Josh?
How many ounces in a pack?
Because I love you.
What is our fourth flavor in here?
The fourth flavor is lime lemongrass.
Lime
lemongrass. So it's not lemon lime, it's lime lemongrass.
Your brain automatically wants to go to lemon lime, but it is lime lemongrass.
I've never had lemongrass.
Really?
Isn't that stuff you can grow in a pot in your house and eat it?
Yes.
Yeah. A lot of Asian cuisine.
Yeah.
Definitely smells like lime.
Lime.
Smells like lime.
Okay. Again, you get a ton of flavor, a little bit of sweetness. These are really good.
Yeah, I'm so impressed. I usually shy away from, any drinks that have spices and new flavors and things, but this is my favorite brand. This is like the best seltzer fancy flavor I've ever had.
Well, you would, I guess it does stand to reason, and I know, Josh, you've mentioned this before, with the just exploding seltzer market that is still sustaining itself with new entries all the time. You would think that you would run out of ideas. Press clearly didn't. Not only did they not run out of ideas, but they seem to have got it better than everybody else now.
I got to tell you, we thought we were, kind of at the tip of the seltzer market, and it's literally just starting.
Wow.
Wait for the next year or so. It's going to be, you're going to see your coolers out there and Publixes and whatnot. Some of those normal products are going to be replaced with seltzers. I guarantee it.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've definitely noticed in my Publix there is an additional foot or so of seltzer space that wasn't there before.
And especially if companies keep making flavors like this, because this is the most flavorful seltzer I've ever had.
Yeah.
So it's available right now at some convenience stores, but be looking in Publix at the end of August. It will be in Publix at that time, this fall.
All right.
So their fall sets.
Brand new. I mean, this is a brand new release.
All right.
But for any of these beverages we've tasted, srprot.com beer finder.
All right. There's one lonely bottle sitting here at the end. We want to make it feel welcome. What are we trying?
I'm super excited about this one. This is from Bell's. I'm sure you guys at some point in your career or life, whatever you want to call it, have had Oberon.
Yes.
One of their, mainstays. Actually, Oberon is a seasonal for the rest of the country, but it did so well in Florida that we get it full-time, which is cool.
Oh, that's beautiful.
But this isn't regular Oberon.
No, this has got a little smiley face on it.
That's my face smiling.
Oh, that's great. Oh, it is mine now, too. This guy's taking the lid off of this. That's mango?
Mango Oberon.
Yeah, I recognize the lips, Josh.
All right.
So, like I said, this is a special release.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
We got in, I think, maybe 30 cases of this. Mm. So if you see it out there, grab it, because it will be there and it will be gone.
Wow. Wow. That is a extremely nice twist on the Oberon right there.
And she's clocking it at almost 6%, 5.8.
Hello. What is that? What kind of beer?
It's an ale.
Just a regular ale? Okay.
Yep. All right. Our American wheat ale, I guess.
Okay, fair.
And once again, they nailed it.
No, so. that is smooth and not... I feel like I always try to classify it either fruit forward or not fruit forward. That one seems to be right there in the middle.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You're not getting the mango straight off the punch, and it doesn't really finish with the mango.
Yeah.
You get, like you said, right in between. So you get beer, mango beer, which is nice.
Yeah.
You don't always get that. So sometimes it's, you know, it lingers in your mouth for a while, where this is, you're still drinking a beer, and it's really good.
Fascinated by beer science. I really am. I don't know how they do
beer
it.
Beer science.
Yeah. It's beer science. It is. It is. And then, where's Kelly DeBrock?
Nope. Nope. I feel like I should trademark that.
Yeah, really. Put that down. I mean, call the Bells people right now and tell them you got it on lockdown.
You'll find this definitely Total Wine. They have it on display right now. You should see them in some ABCs and some local independents, but this will not be everywhere. So you'll kind of have to hunt this one down a little bit. And I'll let Guy say his famous line there.
SRProd.com/beerfinder.
Wow. This is what a very enjoyable palette of beverages. I mean, we started non-alcoholic. I'm sure that's probably the right thing to do for some people at, you know, in the 9 o'clock hour on a Friday. But great flavor all the way across. And those pressed seltzers, what a shocker. Yeah. I mean, a positive shocker right there.
Yeah, very good.
And then get your hands on this Bell's Mango Oberon as well. Very, very good. And great flavors. We thank you. We thank you all the time. But we especially thank you this time. I've had a weird week. I had to eat hospital food and stuff. This was a perfect finish to this week.
I saw you eat some eggs.
Or
at least played with them.
I kind of moved them around a little bit. There may or may not have been a reversal after the camera stopped rolling. But I'm keeping this beer in me, that's for sure. All right. Well, until then, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.